USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The aftershocks continue in Southern California. Last night, a 7.1 quake, 11 times stronger than Thursday night's 6.1, shook in the same area, injuring several people and disrupting the Dodgers-Padres game. Here's how it sounded on Fox Sports San Diego.
You got another earthquake?
Yep, I think so.
Here we go.
Another earthquake.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Rolling.
Still going.
It resulted in water main breaks, structure fires, and a number of injuries.
I kind of had a picture frame instead of that new thing fall on me and stuff and shatter my whole entire jaw right here. And I had got cut. I was bleeding and stuff. I was like, you know what? No. We're getting out and stuff like that. And then my whole trailer was literally rocking. I thought it was going to tip over.
A few towns were left without water. The quake was felt as far away as Mexico and Las Vegas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Continuing with coverage on the California earthquake, the U.S. Geological Survey says there's a 5% chance there could be an even larger earthquake in the region. Caltech seismologist Lucy Jones.
This is an earthquake sequence. It will be ongoing.
The U.S. Navy's Naval Air Weapons Station China Lake was closed Friday to assess infrastructure damage. A utilities explosion at the University of Nevada, Reno, caused the partial collapse of a dormitory building. Reno Fire Department Operations Chief Steve Lighton on the injuries caused by the explosions.
We did have 8 injuries. 6 were treated on scene. 2 were transported to the hospital. They have also been released.
A mechanical failure believed to be the cause of those explosions. A statement from a top aide to Iran's supreme leader says that country is ready to enrich uranium beyond the level set by its 2015 nuclear deal. This as America has rushed thousands of troops, B-52 bombers, fighter jets, and an aircraft carrier to the Mideast. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The annual fireworks display in Chicago at Navy Pier was disrupted when people were told of possible gunfire. That resulted in a stampede that left more than a dozen people trampled. Police Chief of Patrol Fred Waller on how they handled it.
Immediately, CPD, our federal partners and support resources, implemented an active shooter protocol and began searching the pier to investigate. In the end, there was never an active shooter, and no one was shot.
Monday is National Video Game Day. The purpose? To celebrate the impact of the 5 million games in existence. More from John Clemens.
John Hardy with the National Video Game Museum in Frisco, Texas, tells us it all began with a simple table tennis game called Pong.
Pong was magical when it first came out, right? There was nothing like it that we had seen before.
A lot has changed from the genesis of that paddle and ball game.
Today, video games are bigger than movies and music combined.
The National Video Game Museum in Frisco, Texas, has 11,000 square feet featuring the history of video games.
According to a statement to CBS site comicbook.com, Netflix plans to cut down on smoking in future original programming. This comes after criticism about their hit series, Stranger Things, which prominently features smoking from its main characters. The statement says all new projects with ratings of TV-14 or below for series and PG-13 or below for films will be smoking and e-cigarette free, except for reasons of historical or factual accuracy. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.